The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Here come the McElroys. We've got jokes and bits. We're gonna give advice and do funny skits. Laughter, it is in store. Come inside and see. It's time to start. It's my brother and me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me 2021.
Oh.
I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy. Oh, boy.
And I am Cyberman.
Looks like we made it. If you're listening to this. Bright. If you're listening to this, it's 2021.
Oh, it's so rad.
If that's a big if, Justin.
Huge if. It's still 2020.
But if they're not listening to it, then.
Yeah, while we record this, still 2020, still pretty bleak out there. Big hopes 2021, big ray of sunshine, song come out tomorrow, and drain the swamp. And we're so stoked for that.
I feel jealous of the listener. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because we're having to do this now on, you know,
we're still in the stink year. And we're not,
still the stink year here.
Do you think that there was a time during the Dark Ages where somebody said, I think next year is the end of the Dark Ages, and it sucks that we're still in the... Like, do you think that they had that kind of awareness then, that they were like, I can't believe we have to stay in the Dark Ages for one more year?
Yeah, they were like, I just heard about this thing called bloodletting, and it's going to turn this shit all the way around.
Goodbye, y'all Dark heard Ages. About humors?
We're not here to complain about the bad state of things, though, are we?
No, that year's done.
That year's done.
But now we're on in the new year, and gosh, guys.
Oh, gosh, upon.
Here it is. This is an episode, this is an annual tradition, in much the same spirit of Candle Nights. Candle Nights is, by the way, either over or still going. I don't know. You have to.
No one knows, yeah.
We may be on the next one already.
I would like to begin this annual tradition, which is the naming of the year. What is the naming of the year? Well, it's a chance for us to sort of pick a theme, a punny theme.
Ooh,
for the year.
I would take umbrage with that. It's not always. Is someone chewing gum?
Someone chewing gum?
Justin?
No, I'm not chewing gum.
Okay.
I have a very wet mouth today.
Oh, it's going to be a wet mouth show.
Okay, cool.
So in previous years, we have been doing this since we began the show. I don't know. We did name the year, even though we started in 2010.
It was Zolo.
Zolo. Okay. Is anybody looking?
I'm looking.
No, I know off the top of my head.
Okay, I want to quiz Travis on it then.
Okay.
2011
was Zol.
No.
It was 20. What was it?
It was 2000 in heaven, get right with Christ.
Right. Okay, great. I know the next one is 20 does.
20 does, getting it.
And then it was 20, and I can't remember if 13 is first or 14 is first.
You don't remember? Yes, 13 is first.
13 and dig then 14.
Sorry, 20, 13, dig it up, get it out. This one was our weakest, 20 forward.
Oh, 20 forward, that's right.
I don't love that. It's a little obvious. And this is where I think they really get good.
20 Grifteen. The con is on.
Correct.
The subtitle of the year is so important.
And then it's 2016, Building Bridges.
Well, I want to stick a pin in 20 Grifteen, The Con is On, because it may be the last time these ended up being correct.
Correct,
which is not that, like... We would now encourage everyone to get on the grift and the con, but that everybody back in 2015 sure as hell did.
I feel like 20 Serpentine zag on them. Everybody did an okay job of zagging on them.
I guess so.
Now, I can't remember 2018.
2018 was Collaborateen.
Collaborateen, that's right.
Stronger Together.
And then it was Frankensteinteen, Become the Monster.
People took the spirit of Collaborateen, Stronger Together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we did our best.
But it still was kind of a dog shit year. But I don't know how. That's not our fault.
Yeah,
Frankensteinteen, Become the Monster.
So good.
And
still
then
a very good one.
There was 20 funny.
Now this one is contentious. We need to slow down a little bit. Travis felt very strongly that the year's theme was 20 honey down to business.
Yeah. Right.
And Griffin it became that.
Griffin and I felt very strongly that it was 20 funny. Fill your life with laughter and love.
Yeah.
And now,
history. I conceded that, I believe, a few months ago.
Yes.
That it was 20 honey down to business.
It did change.
It pupated and it evolved.
I think what we can do is history will remember it as honey funny, fill your life with laughter and bees.
Right.
I think that that is the culmination of the two becoming one, right? That is the year, to sum it up, honey funny, fill your life with laughter and bees.
Okay,
I think that covers both.
Do you think that we as a nation, because only Americans listen to this show, good red blood Americans from the real America, if you do know what I'm talking about.
The underground America, yes, the tunnels.
Do you think they got down to business? Do you think folks got down to business? Do you think that in any kind of sort of sticky, coordinated way?
I think that there were periods of time where there was some solid solid civil action that was very down to business.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. We got, it got wicked down to business this year, I would argue.
Yeah.
Well put, Travis.
Now, this is going to be a different year. We're now at 2021.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tough one because... okay, I'm going to tell you.
There's so many syllables?
Because there's three words. Yeah,
all right, thank you.
So, do you want to know something really? This is like the most that this story could be true.
It's
so spiritually true. Right before we got on to the call, I had this thought to myself. Oh, I fucking got this year. I got this one.
Let me finish, please.
Okay. Oh, I fucking got this year. 20 Bunty. And then I was like, what should be the subtitle? Oh, I got it. Just get on base. 20 Bunty, just get on base. What two facts did I forget in having that thought? Well, one, it's 2021.
Right.
And two, I had that exact same title for 2020, subtitle included, okay? That's the kind of fucking year it's been.
Hey, Justin, three, that's also not how bunting works. It advances the runner, but you're probably
going to be out. Oh, you mean the second proposed subtitle that was proposed by you?
Yeah, correct.
After correcting me, 20 Bunty advanced the runners was the other one.
Oh, my God. It's a flat circle, folks.
We are just stuck in it. I do want to give one more shout out to 20 Palminteri, Jazz to the front, Party in the back.
Was that last year?
Yeah, it was last year. And also, pour one out for 20 Twice. Subtitles include One Mo' Gin, Second Chances, 20 Twice Feels So Nice, 20 Twice roll the Dice, 20 Twice Sugar and Spice,
oh boy.
20 Twice, Twice is Nice, 20 Twice Let's All Be Nice, 20 Twice A Second Look, 20 Twice, two for the money.
None of those would have lost the plot in those last two, it feels like.
Now, but 2021.
Time to look forward. I have three that I feel very strongly about.
Well, okay. But before we get to new ones, can we in any way, just to start the conversation, because Travis, I feel like spoiled the Apple Bunch a little bit.
Ooh.
On the last time we spoke, you professed that you had it and you knew it and you crushed it. And so like, I don't want to start with that if you want.
No, I'm
that
saving
effect.
That one. No. That's the third out of three.
Okay, but what I want to get to before we get to any new material is there anything we can salvage?
No.
From, okay.
That is dead. No, hey, Griffin, if you're trying, can we use anything from last year again? Last year is dead to me. I don't want to.
You got to let me finish, bud. You got to let me finish, bud.
Okay, finish, bud.
Just bud, finish.
Bud, finish it.
We would salvage it, but we would also add a rhyming word of one to it, to the end. So
yeah,
I
think Griffin, we didn't leave a lot of meat on the bone and we have a whole decade. Like this is what I'm running into. We are going to have to match the sound 2020 for 10 years, God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Right. Yes.
So yeah, I do think so.
Something like 20 funny fun, empty your bucket of laughter and love.
Now, what I did, Griffin, it's funny you should mention that.
Yes.
Because my first one, what I played with is the syllables, right? All three of mine are syllable and rhyme-based.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So 20 good, clean, fun was what I went with for the first one.
20 good, clean, fun is cool, but it's also not...
Even close.
It's not, but it's not
20
like...
good, clean, fun, 2021, right? So I'm going with that, and then and my subtitle, 20 good, clean, fun, let's get silly.
Are you saying that we should grant ourselves the ability to ignore the second 20, having already rhymed it in the first part?
Yes. And not only that, there's a precedent here. Frankenstein teen, 20 serpentine, right? It doesn't have to exactly, sometimes it can just be close enough. Collaborate teen, we didn't even have a 20 in there.
Yeah. What do we want people to do this year? That's a tough one. Maybe,
we have so many syllables to play with.
Because if we could narrow that down, because I don't think it can be anything as trite as like, let's work together.
No, I agree, be good
to each other.
It's gotta be, I think, more concrete, especially we're starting out the year in isolation still. We're not gonna be able to collaborate. Let me hit you guys with this.
Okay.
Let me think, what do you think about this one? 20 bunny fun. And what this does is it just says that at some point in the year, you got to get 20 bunnies together and have a little fun. Just have some fun with the bunnies.
And if you do that,
the year is, you're good, right? Just 20 bunny fun.
I like that. It's actionable. Let me throw this one at you.
It's prescriptive in a way that I could achieve.
Just get 20 bunnies together. And maybe once this is safe, you know, you could make a day of it with a bunch
of
friends.
Is live bunnies a necessity here?
Oh, interesting.
Absolutely not. I don't want images of 20 live bunnies. That would give me hives. I want, I think that is completely fine, but I would also love to see people surround themselves with 20 stuffed bunnies and just have some fun. Or some porcelain bunnies.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just 20 bunnies together. 20 chocolate bunnies and you're just eating
all bunny. What about, Justin's, yours is very actionable and I like it. I'm going to throw out one that is completely unactionable.
Is this your second of three?
This is my second of three.
Okay. Griffin should get a turn before Travis takes another turn.
Griffin, if you have one, please.
Yeah, I don't know.
Great. This is good energy.
I had like, I what popped into my head when you were talking about just sort of syllable synthesis is 20 woe be gone. But that's, woe be gone is a word that you hear it and you think it means happy. Because your woe be gone, but it actually means the opposite. And it means that you're very, very, very woeful, which seems like a bad, like, word. Seems like
so
it
that's
a bad
what you're going
though.
With, though. It's just like 20 sad.
Yeah. Or I don't want that, though. The other one I came up with was 20 marathon. But we're not even in the one.
Yeah.
It's not marathon. Really yeah.
This one goes along a little bit with Frankenstein team become the monster, right? Where I think this one's up for interpretation.
Sure.
And it is 20 laser gun. Pew, pew, motherfucker.
No.
Now,
so the cussing makes it non-toyetic, which I hate.
Well, you put a fun asterisk in there, and then it's like kind of teasy fun, where it's just like, oh, I know what it means.
I don't think... Because we could also... it doesn't take much. One gentle step to the left, and it could be 20 Tommy gun, brat. And I don't want to necessarily champion that particular, arms bearing.
I see.
You know what I mean?
So you don't want to do, I did at one point think 20 buy a gun, let's just do it.
20 buy a gun, let's just do it is maybe the worst of both worlds, actually.
Okay, yeah. No, I see it.
Because it's like 20 bunny fun in that it is prescriptive.
Yeah.
Where it's saying, much like 20 bunny fun says, go get 20 stuffed bunnies and let's have some fun with it. You say your objective, should you choose to accept it, is to go purchase a firearm. And I don't think that that's on brand.
No, I wasn't going to do that one. That's not included in my three. That's just one that kept popping into my head and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
I would like to just go ahead and lay out my third.
Just do it. Yeah, just do it.
I thought a lot about this.
Okay.
I thought in the past we've had, it was too amorphous. It was unachievable. It was ambiguous. And I thought here's a straightforward one that everyone can achieve that is universal.
Okay.
20 on a bun, eat a hot dog, parentheses, at some point, in parentheses.
Ooh. So this is kind of like the thing you put on your to-do list just so you know you'll be able to check it off.
Right.
To feel good. Like, somebody could do that today and then worry about the motto for the year.
And the whole year is achieved at that point. 20 on a bun, eat a hot dog, parentheses, at some point, in parentheses. And I figure it leaves us opportunities for some fundraisers where, you know, it's like, get a hot dog, give a hot dog, raise some money for food banks. And let me be clear, doesn't have to be, it can be like a vegan hot dog. It could be a bratwurst.
Gluten-free bun.
Yeah. It could be a chicken, you know, chicken and apple sausage, right?
But it has to be a wiener of some sort and a split top bun.
Indeed.
Of some sort. Okay.
20 on a bun.
Justin's been alarmingly quiet for a little while, and I wonder.
Makes me think he's on Rhyme Zone.
20 thanks a ton.
Okay.
Hey, 20 thanks a ton.
Can I say, Justin, it's a little rude what you just did to Travis's great suggestion, which I'm starting to think you weren't even sort of
20 thanks a ton.
20 on a bun.
What was 20 on a bun, eat a hot dog, Travis? If I could take it and just twist it just a little bit, eat a hot dog today. Not anytime you... Yours is a little too...
Is it like whenever you hear it?
Anytime you think of it, it's like the game.
Yeah.
If you think of it, it's like, oh, shit, I gotta... I know what I don't know what I'm doing today, except for one meal or big beefy snack. I will be consuming a hot dog on a bun today.
I don't necessarily... Like, okay, we made a bee-themed year, and like so much of our branding...
Yeah.
Became about bees. And I'm not sure I want that for
you
hot
don't
dogs.
Want okay, Justin, you don't want pins designed where it's us as hot dog boys?
Yeah, like
but
like
it's just like right there. It's just so
I know, but you can't tell me that bun. That's not adorable. 20 on a bun.
I like 20 on a bun actually, but I feel like eating a hot dog today is where it's tripping me up. Like I would almost prefer 20 on a bun. And then the subtitle is something about trying new things on buns.
No, no, no. See, here's the thing, Justin. In the past, we tried to do these, like, inspirational ones.
No.
And then the year has come back to bite us solidly
to be dog
in the
shit.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people, but like, okay, I don't want to get too maudlin or self-important, but that is life. You start on January 1 and you're like, this is the year I'm going to take it by storm and run it in the end zone, then life's like, actually, I'm not so sure about that. I'm going to do some bad things and some good things I haven't decided yet. And then when you get to December, you should feel good if you like moved it
if you ate a hot dog, moved it a little bit.
Like
the length of one hot dog, a bun-sized Frank length.
It needs to be aspirational, and then you fall short of it.
I've never had a hot dog. So I've been hearing a lot about these guys lately, about whether or not they're a sandwich.
And it's not good for anybody. Like, even this, like, if it was about hydration or something, I could get on board with it. But the idea that if you consider our year, you have to eat a hot dog, that's like some perverse version of the ring that I cannot get on board with.
This is what I'm saying, eat a hot dog at some point. Right now, everybody walk over to that big whiteboard that you keep on the wall full of your yearly goals and just write, eat a hot dog.
Eat a hot dog date, at some point.
Question mark.
Yeah. TBD.
TBD.
I was percolating. Okay, well, now we'll get to Justin's thanks, 20 thanks a ton. Who are we
Gratitude. Gratitude is something anybody can do no matter how bad things are. And if you're feeling gratitude for the things in your life, and more importantly, I think the people in your life, that 20 thanks a ton.
Now make a subtitle, because you didn't.
20 thanks a ton. Hey, thanks a ton.
No.
No, that's good. I'm going to write that down.
No, 20 thanks a ton.
Put it on a bun.
20 thanks a ton. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Oh, okay. 20 thanks a ton. Gratitude attitude.
Gratitude attitude. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got to rhyme out of it.
Now, what if it's just gratitude with attitude?
Gratitude, ratitude.
Oh!
I was percolating on 20 on the run. Let's
get out of here.
Let's lay low. 20 on the run, like, cheese it. But then I also wanted to explore 20 born to run. Let's figure out, Bruce has been a big thing for a while now.
Yeah, what's his
deal? I'll be honest that I have not explored the gentleman's body of music.
The boss.
The boss. The big boy.
The Jersey boy. About
Bruce Willis.
No, Bruno. You know I love Bruno and his great jazz, but I'm speaking now specifically about Bruce Springsteen because he did the song Born to Run and not yes. Bruce Willis.
Now, I did think, because I thought of On the Run too, Griffin, and my the subtitle I thought of for it was 20 on the Run and then Hasty Getaway. And it's all about like, hey, you know, once we're allowed to travel, let's get out there. Let's get out there. Let's explore new places.
No, because that's I not, like that ain't
20 on the
bad.
Run, Let's Lay Low. Because this could be the year that maybe your goal is just like, get off the grid a little bit. Not a whole way. I'm not going to be able to, like, 20 on the Run could be in person, right? Or 20 on the Run could be just like, make yourself harder to get at. Because I feel like that could actually be a very powerful goal for a lot of people is just like, hey, have you gotten at Mike lately? I haven't. Mike's really hard to get at lately.
Yeah.
You can't get to him and get your stinky little fingers all over it.
What's neat about that, what really super neat, is that I feel like 2021, our inclination, and everybody's inclination in this plague-swept country of ours, is that once it's over, baby, we're going to fucking rip it. We're going to ruin it. Like, we're going to smash it and ruin it and fuck it and just, like, blast it and wail on it for, like, forever. Because we earned it. We didn't. But we earned it, and now it's ours. I feel like maybe a 20 on the run, Let's Lay Low, almost encourages you to, like, patience. Like, even more patience.
Yeah.
Like, even when it's, like, party time, like, maybe don't be the first, like, maybe hang back and, like, let's rebuild a little bit before we get out there and just start smashing.
Well, I mean, to be fair, people are definitely going to be needing to build up their tolerance, their social tolerance once more, right?
Sure.
I mean, at this point, if I rolled up to a party full of 30 people, it'd be too much.
That's
too much too soon. Give me two people max. What about 20 Chase the Sun?
Whoa.
Living that beach life.
Whoa.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, 20 Chase the Sun.
Live that beach life. Okay. Huh, you know what? 20 Chase the Sun ain't bad.
I don't like Live That Beach Life.
Oh, yeah? I think we can sum it up better.
Struggle for Griffin. 20 Chase the Sun, to me, feels like spiritual.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm very much picturing Bodhi from Point Break, right? This, like, eternal summer. You know, I'm just following the waves, living that beach life, chase the sun.
It's not even that. It's about the D. And I mean, we would need to be careful if we walk this tightrope, because obviously sun safety is obviously very near and dear to our hearts, and it should be an important thing for everybody. But to chase the sun, some days when it's nice and sunny outside and I go out and I do a little bit of yard work and I come back in, revitalized by the D, it's like something, it's like a thing I don't get from you know, food or sleep. It's like a new energy. It's solar powered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. 20 Chase the Sun, maybe get that orb.
Get the orb.
Grab the orb.
Grasp the orb.
Catch the orb.
What about clutch the orb?
Clutch the orb. 20 Chase the Sun. Clutch the orb.
Clutch this orb.
Clutch this orb.
Clutch this orb. Okay, now here's what's so great about this one. You are going to fail. Chase it all you want. You're not going to catch the sun.
Well, how about reach for the orb then? Because then it's not about the grabbing.
No. Failure will not be inbuilt. It will be taken rightfully as we have every year.
Yes.
20 Chase the Sun. Clutch this orb.
Clutch this orb. And that way it leaves it like, you're not going to do it, but it'll leave room to do it again next year. You know what I mean? Like, we can continue. We must always clutch this orb.
I like that. I do like 20 Chase the Sun.
Okay, now hold on. 20 Chase the Sun is great. Clutch this orb is also good. If you start seeing clutch this orb, which I feel is very powerful, on various merchandise that may go on different body parts.
Yeah. I feel like,
imagine it on a shirt. It's not great. Clutch this orb.
Okay, you're right.
What about chase the sun, reach for one specific star?
What about just chase 20 chase the sun, and then like something with solar power?
Mm.
Ah, yes.
Oh, solar power. S-O-U-L-A-R power. Solar power.
What's it mean?
And I think you know exactly what it means, Griffin.
I don't. I need you to tell me.
It powers the
what
soul.
What if someone made their New Year's resolution to start listening to our show?
Hello? Okay, 20 Chase the Sun solar power is great. What's next?
Do we want to ask people for their suggestions? I could just put out a tweet right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you do that, 20 everyone, you're all invited. 20 come undone. Let's take apart this cage we made for ourselves. No, because that sounds like I'm anti-pandemic or anti-quarantine. I'm definitely anti-pandemic. Hate this thing.
You've made that clear.
I like to think so. Ooh. What about this? 21-on-1.
21-on-1 is good. Is it inherently sportsy?
No. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about like occasionally dip off Soshi to talk to your, you know, your people in real life 1-on-1.
What about 21-on-1, disconnect to reconnect?
Disconnect to reconnect? That's a little preachy.
Yeah.
Okay.
21-on-1, I do kind of like it as like a get competitive. Like, don't be afraid to get out
Choose
there.
Choose an enemy, you know?
21-on-1, prove yourself. Jesus, that was rough to even say it once.
Even the one time.
Now, 20, I do like, I will
21
say.
21-on-1, do it, you fucking chicken. Bet you won't.
I do like this feeling of going from very aspirational and very motivational to much more like, listen, we're moving towards apocalypse as far as we know. It's time to get tough. Like, yeah. We've all been building ourselves up. Now it's time to break it down.
And then maybe we can just do 20 chicken run, and then we're going to tell people.
I was taking a drink of water, you son of a bastard.
just saying that it's a great funny flick, and that, you know, we could encourage people to maybe turn back to it.
It didn't get its day in the sun.
It did not get its day in the sun. It sounds like Chicken Run needs to chase the sun.
Yeah.
Mm. How about 2020 Dune, work on rhyming?
Okay. Is this from the audience?
It's to celebrate. No, it's to celebrate
the release of Dune, the major motion picture.
I have gotten 30. Oh my God. Yeah. I shouldn't have asked.
You really shouldn't have.
I told you not to.
Also, the bad thing is, Griffin told me to. Also, I asked for them to be sent to both me and Barack Obama. So it's going to be a complicated day for him.
Oh boy.
I'm just going to read them. And if you guys like one enough to consider it, I will tell you who said it.
Okay. Well, no. If you say it on the show, you should say who said it.
But people's usernames are so weird. I can't. Okay, this is from Blended Chicken Noodle Soup. Jamie's got a gun.
Mm, no.
But we're not even going to get 20 in there. I feel pretty strongly we should at least have 20.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Mal said 2021 WON, but I feel like that is just begging
for it, right?
Some more buns. Some more buns. Okay. Trace Mask Face Mask says 2020 done. We're not going to take it.
But this is also the type of thing I'm like, it feels so obvious. Like, we should continue to not take it.
Oh, okay. Mr. Skeleton suggests 2020 shun. And it's a year about removing toxic people from your life.
I like the idea. But shun to me has such a powerful negative feeling. Yeah. How about 2020 stun? Looking so good.
That's not it.
No, I'm just trying to think of rhyming words.
Let's make a deal here. The second 20 has got to do some lifting.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like you can't just do 2020 and then rhyme with the last word.
Right. That's why 20 on a bun is so powerful.
Yeah. 20 overcome.
Mm.
Not close enough for me, but I am a stickler, to be fair.
Yeah.
If un wasn't such an easily rhymable syllable, I would give it to you.
Yeah. Okay, now, here's one from Pete Queer that I want to hit you guys with. 27 y'all.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's pretty good.
How about 27 y'all? Savor the grape.
Savor the grape.
This is like Travis's. I'm gonna save this one.
27 y'all.
Savor the grape.
Sauvignon. Wow, I can't believe I spelled that right. Savor the grape. So that one's kind of like Travis's hot dog one, except for grapes.
Yes.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
So what have we got so far on the list that we like?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's 20 Chase the Sun is tough for me. 20 Chase the Sun solar power. Solar power, it really gets me going, and I'll tell you why. Because it sounds like it sounds like something that would be printed quite cheaply on a T-shirt that we would get on a Southern Baptist winter retreat.
Yes, yes, yes,
or something along those lines. Chase the Sun, solar power.
Uh huh.
It's a little New Age exercise class vibe.
Sure.
So I don't know about that, but, I'm tempted.
Now, to be fair, Griffin, I think it would make it a little bit more Southern Baptist retreat if it was S-O-N, but...
Oh, wait.
Maybe, wait, hold now, on.
Hold on. Travis has brought up a good point, that there is a homonym opportunity here that we should dip our snoots into.
Yeah.
Justin, I need you to turn off Twitter just for a second so we can... take this conversation.
What about 20 Begotten Son?
No, 20 Chase the Sun, S-O-N Son,
uh-huh.
S-O-U-L-A-R power. And then we have made a hard swing. We have really planted a flag in the ground at that point.
Did you hear they're courting a new demographic over at My Brother, My Brother and Me?
I've deleted the tweet asking for name suggestions. Hopefully that will stem the tide.
Okay. I imagine that you got about 400 in the
Roughly 350, actually. Well, thank
Jesus
you very
God.
Much.
Okay.
So what do you think, Justin, about a hard Christian slogan?
Does that mean it has to be 20 Chase the Sun S-O-N?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Ah, man, there's just enough people that have a complicated past with Jesus and all of his great friends where I wouldn't love that.
I see that.
Okay, but now, boys, here's the picadillo we've gotten ourselves into. Now I feel like we can't go with 20 Chase the S-U-N solar power because people are going to think that we're trying to backdoor it in now. That there's no
we'll backdoor that, Jesus.
That there's no way we're trying to get a little bit of Jesus in there for you.
Ugh.
There's just enough. It's just like silverback. You know what I mean? There's like a mild pecan. Oh, Jesus.
There's a sliver of Jesus.
Lifehouse, there's just a kit.
Just a Lifehouse.
Kiss of Jesus.
Lifehouse, half teaspoon of Jesus. 20, okay, I am on Rhyme Zone now. 20 megaton. That feels
20 megaton is like, we don't need it. We don't need that level of.
But that's a powerful rhyme. I will just
it
say
is
it's
powerful.
A good rhyme.
It's not quite as good as Chicken Run, which I think we all agree is the way we're leaning right now.
No, I'm still sticking by 20 on a bone.
The message that I'm leaning towards is this, and it's the thing that I think could be the most pragmatic and the kind of thing I would stand behind, is that as the year 2020 has been dog shit, but uh-huh. I feel like the thing that has come out of it is a toughened hide or an adoption of certain skill sets or... becoming an expert in a certain type of thing or doing things that you didn't know you were capable of. All of that is powerful stuff. That is the kind of stuff that you do when you're faced with a rough situation. I want to encourage people not to like shed that, not to lose that. You know what I mean? Even when it's all over, there's good stuff that comes with, you know, toughening your chitin a little bit.
Yeah.
But how do you rhyme that with un?
Oh, but you weren't building to a theme.
No.
What about
20 It's Begun?
Ooh. I like 20 that. 20
It's Begun. We did forget to do commercials. I'm wondering if we should do those and then get back into it. What do you think?
That'll give me some time. And the commercials, people, listen, I'm not going to be all in the right headspace for these commercials. I'm going to be thinking of rhymes with one.
Can I just say, Rhyme Zone got a lot of on.
Yeah, that was
not a lot of un, because Mastodon is good, but that doesn't rhyme with 21.
Maybe we all just start saying it's 2020 on.
2020 on.
And then we can. Okay, let's go to the money's on.
20, my grandson. Folks, it's me.
Oh,
a paid endorsement. Folks, it's me, a paid endorsement guy, and I want to talk to you about, let me see this here, Squarespace. Seems like, I mean, this isn't my kind of thing, but it says here you can make a website, and it's real easy. They got a lot of different kinds of people that are doing it, and it sounds like a good deal. They got coaches on here and writers and designers, instructors and record labels and agencies and art galleries and healthcare and financial services. And they're all making websites. I never knew really how those were getting made, but I guess you can do it yourself. And take it from me, a paid endorser, this is the number one way I know of to make a website, and uses Squarespace. The templates on there, you gotta see them. Oh boy, they are just top notch. Analytics, so you can make sure your dad's visiting as often as he says he is, and great hosting. You know, they'll put a charcuterie out or whatever for your guests. I don't know all the ins and outs of this kind of techno babble stuff. Let me see here. We got a deal for our listeners. Take it from me, a paid endorser. If you go to squarespace.com/mybrother, my brother, for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use the offer code my brother. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I guess you have to buy the websites. I'm sorry, folks. I can't make heads or tails of it. But Squarespace seems like a good thing. And they're a good friend of the show and good friend of the program. And I'm just so happy to have them supporting my brother and me. So,
and Justin's now taking off his headphones and leaving the sound booth. Oh, he's gotten in his car? He's driven away. You know what I miss?
What do you miss, Travis?
I miss licking stamps. Do you remember when you used to have to lick stamps? You remember this?
Sure.
And you lick the envelopes and you'd send them to people and they know your tongue had touched their envelopes in at least two places. You remember this?
It's like a kiss.
Yeah, but with tongue. I French kissed this letter for you.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. So what's the point of even going to the post office if you can't lick the envelopes? You might as well just use stamps.com at this point. It's the closest your tongue's going to get to those envelopes. That's their slogan. Stamps.com, the closest your tongue can get. They bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And you can go ahead and lick it if you want. You don't have to. It's not part of it, but you can. And with stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off any priority mail and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. So make 2021 the year you stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk except for paper cuts on your tongue. And with our promo code, my brother, it's all one word, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my brother, all one word. That's stamps.com, promo code my brother. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. Together, we're The Flophouse,
a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
movies like Space Hobos, Into the Outer Reaches of the Unknown and the Things That We Don't Know, the movie, and also Who's That Grandma?
Zazzle Zippers, Breakdown 2, and Backhanded Compliment.
Elvis is a Policeman.
Baby Crocodile and the Happy Twins.
Leftover Potatoes?
Station Wagon 3.
Herbie Goes to Hell.
New episodes available every other Saturday.
Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye. Bye.
That was certainly enough time for us to come up with some good names for the year. Because I'm looking at the list.
I was carrying a load on my shoulders of advertising, as was Travis. Griffin, why don't you just slather them on, baby?
Okay, I had 20 never done. Keep it going. Keep the fire.
Ooh.
20 now, never done.
What about 20 Octagon, let's all do MMA?
Again, we're getting back into on territory.
Oh, you're right.
20 Tons of Fun?
20 Tons of Fun, it could be the sequel to 20 Funny, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love that everybody's asking
It could be
for.
The sequel to Operation Dumbo Drum. Yeah.
20 Saskatchewan.
Again, you're back in On Town, Trav. I need you to get off whatever Rhyme Zone page you're on, because it's not treating
it's just
you well.
Rhyme Zone is the page I'm
yeah.
on.
Yeah. What about 2020 None, but in UN, and then it's like Cloister uh-huh. Up.
Cloister now, I do up, like Cloister it? Up.
Yeah, that's what we need right now. We should be in Cloister.
Well, no, now I feel like we're 1 year behind at that point, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We would have seemed wow. absolutely prophetic if we had been like, yeah. it's 20 quarantine. What do we know? Fuck it. Let's review where we're at right now and see if any of them are strong enough, because I feel like there's two. For me, there's two right now.
Okay.
And it's 20 on a bun.
No, it's 20 on the run, Let's Lay Low, and 20 Chase the Sun's Solar Power.
Now, you're not willing to give 20 on a bun even the third spot there just for...
I hate 20 on a bun.
You
no,
do? Yo,
no,
okay.
I would take any of them over 20 on a
now,
bun.
Now, 20 on a bun, this is going to be down to business where people are going to be like, I can't believe,
it's not, no,
I can't believe you didn't do 20
again.
On a bun.
Okay, I want to walk you through my next pitch. Because I am looking at Rhyme Zone. One of the rhymes on Rhyme Zone is home run. But how do you make that fit in with the right number of syllables? And what my mind immediately jumped to was 20 big home run. 20 big home run. Knock it out the park. 20
big home run. This one's for the game.
20 big home
run. Slam it.
Grand Salami.
Angels in the Outfield.
There's a lot of baseball stuff that's like inspiring to the layman.
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't really care about sports or baseball in particular. There's a lot of stuff that I do know just through osmosis about baseball.
We've just messed this up so badly every year. I just want to do it right.
Yeah, like 20 on a bun where it's like really actionable.
How is 20 big home run doing it wrong, Justin? I'm genuinely asking because I feel like you're poo-pooing what is my current favorite idea.
It's not that. It's that, like, imagine we get to July, right? Yeah. And the Bug King is like, so you thought this year would be a home run. Fascinating.
A big home run.
Tell me more about podcasts.
I mean, but that's hope, isn't it? There's no such thing as false hope, huh?
I could have a great year
mm-hmm.
and not get a home run, you know, like
I just think it would be cool if all of our fans were all of a sudden wearing baseball merchandise and then
now
people
that
like,
is
what,
good.
What the fuck, like we could have some fun with that nasty, scary, ugly baseball man on the big league. Oh fuck, what are those movies? They made like a million of them. It's like nasty baseball humor.
Major League.
Thank you, Travis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? We could have our own little Mr. Baseball guy. And that's fun.
Well, over here in Cincinnati, his name is Mr. Redlegs.
Yeah, we don't have a mascot. And we could have a big baseball guy mascot for 20 big home run.
I think. Okay, I'm on the hook for big home run, 20 big home run. Now, Griffin, good. I need you to reel me in
yeah.
with that just killer tagline.
Subtitle, yeah. That's where we're struggling, huh?
What about 20 big home run? Now bring him home has home in it again.
Yeah, you can't have home in it twice, I think. It's
too much. 20 big home run, round and third.
Like we're...
We're almost there.
That feels Christian. That actually feels more Christian than 20
okay.
Chase the Sun.
Okay, 20 big home run.
Doesn't it feel really Christian?
A little bit.
20 big home run for all the marbles.
But they don't really do marbles in baseball.
No, they don't. They don't, do they? Is there a way to incorporate angels in the outfield?
20 big home run. Thanks, angels. Thank an angel today.
I don't feel like you're going to shake me off 20 Chase the Sun. I feel like it's so powerful.
Can I try this? And I'm just going to put this.
You can try anything. It's a podcast.
Okay, I'm just going to try this.
Try everything.
I don't know if we brought up Zozo last year as like a thing because of the 2-0, right?
Yeah, no,
but
get it.
Can we do Zozy?
Zozy. Okay, who but is what Zozy? Does that mean?
I don't know, man, but it would look it's a cool little word there,
okay,
isn't it?
Zozy is
Zozy. And you could Zozy. It could be like something that you say in the dark a few times. I don't know.
It's perhaps the least merchable thing you've said so far.
Are you kidding? I mean, Z-O-Z-I, like that would be like,
what is that? Who is that? I must date them.
Oh, no, we could do an ARG where we slowly reveal what Zozy is over the course of the year,
and then it's 2021. Just
yeah, but I mean, like, the numbers to is it a luxury lifestyle brand? Is it like, what are we doing with it?
Let me see what URLs we could get
on 2024. I also went to Sosi, right? Because it could kind of be that. And then I thought about how 2024 could just be Sosa. And then we could do 20 big home run, something, something, Sammy Sosa. So we have 2024. Set that one aside. Put that one in the time capsule.
Yeah, Sosa's locked up. 20 big home run, seventh inning stretch. It doesn't mean anything. It's just very baseball.
Yeah. 20 big home run, bases loaded.
You know what I like about that?
Ooh. What I like about that is it's saying like everything is in position for you to blast off. And maybe you won't. Maybe you don't. It leaves room for failure. There's plenty of time. Bases loaded in baseball doesn't always mean a good thing because it's a lot of pressure.
But you did just say big home run right before it, didn't you? I mean, you did
I think that implies that the chances of success are high. Right?
Yeah.
But the rest of that could be, this could be a big home run. Not that that was
it's
a big
it's almost
home run.
Backwards, right? It is actually explicitly backwards.
Yeah.
You would want it to be bases loaded before you start thinking about the big home run you're about to score.
But you're stepping up to the plate here, right? And here's the thing, everybody believes in you, right? Because they're like, this could be a big home run. No one's saying, I wish it wasn't them at the plate.
Right.
What about 20 big home run, we all believe in you?
Ooh, we're all behind you.
We're all behind you. Whoa. 20 big home run, be your own angel.
Ooh.
You're at the plate. The bases are loaded. You look in the sand. Who's that with the wings? It's you.
It's you.
You're looking at you saying, you've got this.
You're also Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
You're your own angel.
Be
your own angel, 20 big home run.
But can I, if I could just trunk it.
20 big home run. We're all angels now.
Or no, that's.
No, just 20 big home run. Be the angel.
20 big home run, be the angel, because that means that you don't have to get the home run, do you? You just have to see a big home run.
You just have to be able to recognize it. And maybe you're the one flapping now. You're the one flapping. You can flap.
You're
flapping, big home run. You're flapping now.
It's almost a weird parallel to 20 Frankenstein teen, become the monster.
Yeah.
20 big home run, be the angel.
I like this. Because this is the thing. Maybe you're supporting yourself. Maybe you're supporting someone else who needs it.
It's disarming. If somebody sees that on a shirt, they would be like, oh, that's nice. But it's like, no, you don't understand. I mean an angel in the context of cheating at sports to slam one right out of the fucking park.
This isn't about like protecting someone just like out on the street or whatever.
No, this is I'm going to...
My dad, I'm trying to get my dad's love back, and the only way I could do that...
Or I'm defending my thesis today, and I'm going to be the angel. I'm not going to be the one up there like... hoping that somebody comes and helps me. I'm the angel in this one. I'm a being of celestial might, and I'm going to get up there. I'm going to win the roller derby.
Now, is it too late to think more about 20 Bunny Fun?
20 Bunny Fun feels like the one we're going to pivot to in August when we realize that...
No one was their own angel.
No one's their own angel. We didn't chase the sun. Nobody ate a hot dog.
Because the thing is that the one weakness of 20 Big Home Run, Be the Angel, is that it is contingent on you having seen the film Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah,
that is.
It does require homework, doesn't it?
It does.
I feel like our listeners are of an age where they've
definitely not seen that. You started that sentence thinking it was going to go one way, and then it decided to go another way.
Well, we have a wide swath. Some people have probably seen and enjoyed Angels in the Outfield. Some people have probably not seen it. I refuse to believe that some people have seen it and not enjoyed it. That group does not exist.
No.
20 Big Home Run.
Someone say it, and I'm gonna like message it to our on staff artist immediately.
Okay. Well, I need this to be settled. It's the tagline
The Big Home Run is really getting
20
me.
Big Home Run is it. I think we can agree on that at least. But what's the most powerful thing? It could be the angel, or be your own angel, I think is more explicit, and that I like that, but
let's think about Big Home Run terminology. It's out of here. Big Home Run, slam a jamma, you know, Big Home Run,
knock the skin off the dang thing.
Knock the skin off that greasy cheddar. Big Home Run, sliding into first. No, Big Home Run,
eye on the ball.
Eye on the ball.
Shoot the moon.
No.
Big home run, call your shot.
Ooh. I like
call
that.
Call your shot is good. It sounds like we are saying, Justin. Ooh, Justin. I kind of got chills a little bit.
Did you get chills? A little bit of chills from that.
20 big home run, call your shot. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, there's a level of confidence, a level of swagger to that I love.
But also, you're the one determining the boundaries of your own success, aren't you?
Yeah, you could call a very close shot if you wanted to.
Call whatever shot you want. This isn't about judgment.
I'm hitting it over there. It's like 10 feet. I know.
It's a few inches behind shoot your shot, which is like a thing I feel like people said a lot this year. Of just like, you're in love with this Instagram model, send him a message. That's how I met my wife. Shoot your shot. But this one's like...
Works for everybody.
This one's like, if you can think about messaging the Instagram model that you want to marry, but you don't actually have to do it, just call it. Call your shot. I would like to do that. You don't even have to do it at that point.
See, that's the thing. Everybody talks about that one time when Babe Ruth did it and nailed it. Nobody talks about the hundreds of thousands of other times that people point at the stand and they don't.
Every time he pointed.
Like, come on.
Sometimes he would start kind of waving generally. You know?
He would just point past himself into the catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
It's the cold shot. It's going right there. It's going to be a great pitch from my friend Doug, who just because he's on the other team is still my friend.
I still love him. We still hang out.
There's an intentionality to this that I feel like will be genuinely helpful as we transition out of quarantine times. To just have, just like set some goal. That's all you got to do. It's going to be a weird transition no matter what, but if you call your shot, you might just get that big home run.
Yeah.
And it does, again, boys, give us access to the powerful iconography of a big, ugly baseball head man to use on merchandise.
like that idea.
We're already human bobbleheads. Why not bring it home?
Let's have partnership, our own.
Partnerships with Big League Chew. I'm talking about baseball caps. Hello. I'm talking about sponsoring Little League teams.
Man, if we
all
sold
the
out,
country.
Guys, these slogans used to be about the people.
No. I just got excited about actually sponsoring little league teams.
Oh, I guess, no, that's very good.
I would rather,
is it possible to sponsor people's work softball teams? Now, I realize they're probably already sponsored by the business that they work for, but if I could pay to have my name above that business, Travis's Subway Warriors or something, that would be very exciting to me.
That's cool.
Okay, now in terms of URLs, they would be the Subway home run artists.
Excuse me.
I can get bighome.run.
Ooh.
You can't get bighomerun.com.
Of course not. I can get bighomerun.art.
I like that.
I can get bighomerun.me, bighomerun.click.
Can you get
bighomerun.org is just right there.
What about bighomerun.gov?
No.
Bighomerun.biz.
Bighomerun.biz is available.
Okay, what about bighomerun.geocities.com?
I'm not going to spend $18 on bighomerun.biz.
I like bighome.run.
Bighome.run, but that's
that
like
feels good to say. That feels good to say. Bighome.run. It feels like it changes it a little bit. Oh, this bighome don't run. It almost sounds like that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get bighome.run.
Is it too late to change it to big dog run?
Big dog run.
Run dog run. 20 run dog run.
20 big home run be the big dog.
Big dog run. 20 big dog run, no bones about it.
We've lost the plot in a pretty major way. I think, oh man.
Big dog run, no bones about it, though. It's very good.
We always do this to ourselves. We can't do 20 big dog run. It's meaningless.
20 big dog run, no bones about it.
Listen,
it's right there. What's not to understand?
Have you guys ever seen the movie Sliding Doors? Because that's two paths of diverge through the one.
No, that's what I'll say. We cannot go wrong with a year called 20 Big Dog. Because it strikingly defies meaning.
The 20 Big Dog run will definitely achieve this year.
No bones about it.
No bones about it, folks.
20 big dog run. Oh God!
What's great is we can save 20 big home run for 2031 if we need.
That's right. Yeah,
that's true.
What does big dog run mean? Big dog run. Like it sounds fucking great to say it.
Yeah,
I already paid for big home run.
Well, cool. We'll redirect that
to bigdog.run.
Big dog run. That's like, it's like saying like, yeah, I was a little nervous about asking for a raise at work, but you know, big dog's got to run.
But big dog
no bones about it.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Okay, so I could get bigdog.run.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to get in trouble? Is the big dog's brand active?
Not it.
I can get bigdogrun.com.
Yes.
I think big dog is DAWG.
No. Ooh. I don't think so. No, if you can get big DOG, big dog run.
Bigdogrun.com?
Yeah, bigdogrun.com.
Or bigdog.run.
Can we get both and redirect to each other?
Yeah, I'll get
just
both.
Just an infinite sort of loop. Yeah. 20 big dog run. No bones about it.
I mean, I think that's it. You can't mess it up.
If we can generate at least one prescriptive, if this is a mantra, which is, I think, ultimately what these year names are, mm-hmm. when would one deploy it?
I think you nailed it, right? What, you know, I wasn't going to do it, but then I remember, big dog run, right? And if you're going to run, you're a big dog.
And if you get nervous about actually running, then you have the subtitle there that swings in to tell you no bones about it.
Yeah, big dog run.
But again, I do have to, very important, ask if the big dog brand is going to be upset with us.
I don't think that they can claim the idea of large canines is all theirs.
Listen, okay. I'm going to head out. Let me head over to the trademark office.
Okay.
We've never done this on our website, on our podcast before. So let me just check. Just let me look at the trademark database. Big Dog Holdings, Big Dog Cat. I mean, like, there's so many Big Dog things. I don't know that they can really get it.
Yeah, I think we stand by it. And you know what, Griffin? Maybe this is the year we get sued by Big Dog.
I feel like this is the year where we maybe tempt fate with Big Dog a little bit.
What if we did get Big Dog to sue? I mean, if we could get sued by Big Dog, that would
there be
like
a better ending of this podcast than us being sued out of business by Big Dog?
What it will be is we'll have to become like indentured advertisers for them, where it's just like every episode brought to you by Big Dog.
The best case scenario, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best. That would be a great Max Fund Drive push for us. We no longer make ad revenue. We work for Big Dog. unpaid. We are still digging out of that Big Dog hole, and there's no bones about that.
No bones about it.
This is it.
Okay, this is it, folks. This is the year.
We got to make sure we say 20 in there. I almost
20
feel
Big
like
Dog
20,
Run.
I almost feel like 20 is unnecessary at this point.
20 Big Dog Run.
No bones about it.
No bones about it.
So bad.
Okay, I'm looking at our trademark search. I think we're good. There is one here for Big Dog. There's a company called Big Dog Licensing that has the trademark on Big Dog as it refers to hot dog sandwiches.
Okay. Oh, we're fine.
As it says here.
We're fine.
Thank you, folks, for listening to our program. We hope you are satisfied with the theme of this year. I hope you can bring the spirit and energy of 20 Big Dog Run, no buts about it, into your life. I'm sure we'll have merchandise available soon, which is secondary to the thematic statement.
Can we still at least have one piece of merchandise? And it will say 20 Big Dog Run, but it will have the ugly, nasty baseball head, man.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can do that for you. It's no problem. You're our brother, for crying out loud, you know? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Trav, do you have anything that you would like to mention?
I sure do. If you would like to learn how to make your own podcast, which will determine the fate of the year, well then, my friends, have we got a book for you and a free book event. Our how-to podcast book called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You. We're doing that live book event January 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We partner with 6 independent bookstores. If you pre-order from them, you'll get an exclusively designed book plate signed by one of us with your copy while supplies last. Just go to bit.ly/McElroy Podcast Book Event for bookstore links and more event info. And in perhaps the most serendipitous occurrence, the January pin of the month is a Cerebus pin with the 3 of our faces on it. It is literally a big dog. It is a big dog, my friends. And that's going to be benefiting the NARAL, which fights for access to abortion care, birth control, paid parental leave, and protections from pregnancy discrimination. So get that pin of the month, show your big dog lifestyle, and support the NARAL.
Travis, we have to say Big Dog Run lifestyle every
big
time.
Big Dog Run lifestyle.
We can't give them ammunition to use against
You're
us.
Right. We've also got a Knights Templar 2 Wacky Wizards sticker to show that you belong to a secret society. And that Candlelights merch, if you're listening to this on the 4th, Candlelights merch posters and stuff still available with proceeds going to Harmony House. So go get those, McElroyMerch.com. The Sawbones book is out in paperback now. It's newly revised and updated for 2020. bit.ly/sawbonespaperback.
Get that book. They got, Justin and Cindy got totally boned and hosed and screwed when the book first came out with a series of uh-ohs and whoopsies that were heartbreaking. But now you can fix it by getting this new, better version of the Sawbones book.
Yeah, please do that. Thank you. I really appreciate it. bit.ly/sawbonespaperback. And then, you know, you can get a bookshop.org or wherever you get books.
Thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. You want to talk about some Big Dogs Run, and that's that network, the Maximum Fun network that we've been in.
That's where the big dogs really run.
I don't have any Yahoos. I don't have any final Yahoos. I could just like make up a Yahoo.
No. Let me. I'm gonna go the absolute first thing on Yahoo Answers, and we'll just cackle at it like buffoons.
Oh, Justin, you want to hit us with the final Yahoo?
This one is from Anonymous. Does Fireball's brain shake around in her skull like a shell? Wait, there's another one here. Atheists, what do you think about the discovery of a fossilized cage around a group of velociraptor bones? My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
The evidence is piling up on the atheists. This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Okay, that was the show. Hope you had some fun. Talked for an hour and now our job is done. Go back into the world, face the day ahead. Please don't tell our grandparents all the cuss words we said.